So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Wicked legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. Most importantly, he's
speak
for himself. He's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic.
Good evening, everyone.
You heard it here first. Bob said she's going to do 3 blowjob jokes.
I've been challenged.
Tasteful blowjob jokes.
No, yeah. Mine were tasteful, Mark.
I agree.
Oh, that's so good.
I didn't say blowjob once.
And your jokes, the dicks got melted.
Yeah. It was in context.
Welcome, everyone, to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 95 of the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. I love 1995.
Can you hear us, Laura? Is it any better now?
Apparently, it's really soft.
Hey, right? Cool. I'll turn it up.
Turn up the volume. Turn up the noise.
We have a party for 100 coming up.
5 weeks? Shit. Is that what we gotta do?
I guess we'll.
That won't be until next year.
That's okay. You just want to have the mics running, and for an hour, and we'll just hang out and drink. We'll like get a cake.
It'd be way different.
It would be.
It's only a little better. You want to bump it up another notch?
Bumping it up another notch.
Do the podcast in a bar and just drink.
Sweet. Yeah, I apologize. I'm running Firefox instead of Chrome with this live stream because Chrome. Has frequent problems running Shockwave, apparently.
Come on, Google. Good. I guess you aren't that much of a plus. High five! Send it over.
Come on, here we go. Well, that's going around. Let's head to the far end of the room and sound off.
Nick!
LP.
Scott.
Cloud.
Brian.
Costalvi.
Tins.
Keith.
Mark, standing by.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. There it is.
Glad we did that.
And, shit. I forgot something. It's the mailbag. Forgot the mailbag.
Get that mailbag.
Better
though.
Cancel the podcast. Forgot the mailbag.
Bye, everyone. Oh, I have it.
Mailbag. How long that standing by.
We all sound like shit, RJ says, except for you, Tins.
Okay, shall I turn them up?
Yeah, I suppose.
Boop.
Is this better, RJ? Do
Boop.
You hear my dick move?
Can you hear us, RJ?
I'm sure all the people listening to the podcast on iTunes are loving this right now. Thanks, iTunes listeners.
iTunes. Go a week into the past and listen to this live, and you'll get it.
Yeah, time travel. Talk about
anyway, what's the letter say?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so I accidentally opened the letter already.
But
I'll just move around the label for a bit.
The label?
I still don't understand why we need to hear you open it.
Doesn't matter. None of this matters.
It's for Mark's benefit, man.
It's for dramatic effect.
Oh, I,
this letter is from one I Whiskey.
What?
I assume. Oh, it says sincerely Irish at the bottom. So his name's Irish Whiskey.
Irish Whiskey. Oh.
And the letter reads. Dear Octavarius, I'm writing you this note to see what your thoughts are about beer and soap. Maybe you can tell me some facts I didn't know. I love listening to your podcast show. Sincerely, Irish.
Oh, it had the song notes and everything.
So what this letter says is we have to talk about beer and soap. Did I get that correctly?
I think he meant suds, like, you know, hand me some suds.
Yeah, neither of those rhymed with notes, so I don't know what he was thinking, and I think we can just throw it out.
He was probably wasted.
Taking a bath.
Yeah, we can forgive that.
Writing in.
That's so convenient, because we're doing the 3rd annual Drink Prov show this Sunday.
Wow.
Costalvi, would you say this is your favorite topic?
This, this is usually my favorite show to do. Every year, we'll see how it
you
goes.
You host all of them.
I do. I make a point to because it's so much fun. I've been doing it for 2 years in a row. Keith says something in there, and it's a lot of fun for the audience to get involved in with drinking with us, and it's an excuse for us to just get plastered on stage, really. But yeah, this one's going to be extra special. Because we have a bunch of burlesque dancers going to be opening for us.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, man. From Gorilla Tango. The Boobs and Goombas, the Star Wars burlesque, and the Star Trek burlesque are all going to be opening for us. So feel free to come to that. Comedy Sports, 7 p.m. Sunday night.
I still hold
18
that
and over. If you, it's going to be a dirty show. I'm
no
sorry.
Toddlers this time.
No toddlers this show, please.
Why? If somebody brings a toddler, I'm not going to be upset.
As
I'm
long as they parent. Don't bitch, I'll be happy.
Nobody bitches about bringing their own toddler. People bitch because they feel uncomfortable drinking in front of toddlers.
I can't wait till your dad comes to the show and it's just front row center and just titties flying around.
I believe that is his intention.
I'm glad. I knew he would come to this show.
Wait, titties flying around?
They got pasties.
I know that, but
they shake those boobies. It's tasteful. It's art.
My aunt is actually flying in from California for other stuff, and but she saw us when we were in LA, and she was like, "Oh God, I love." She made sure to stay until Monday. So she come see a show, and then she called my mom. Was like, "What's the theme?" And my mom called me, and I was like, "Oh, it's our drink prof show. Why?" Because usually that's one where my mom will be like, "Well, if I have to skip it, I will." She's like, "Well, because we're bringing your aunt."
Great, oh, man. She's gonna love it.
She's gonna love this rap I wrote.
There will be things in this Sunday's show that you will rarely be exposed to, yes. And I think that's what's so wonderful about this show is every couple of weeks you'll get something that you'll probably rarely see.
I actually really enjoy burlesque. I happened too. Upon it at
happened,
Club.
Happened upon it?
Yeah, at Holiday Club they have something like once a month and there's a big improviser party there and I came early, I guess, so I just kind of went in the back room and like I was like, oh, there's a burlesque show happening, but like each act had a storyline and like was really well done, really polished, and like they're really good and I didn't feel dirty. I was like, I'm intrigued.
So what makes it burlesque is like it's a play, but people are sort of naked, and sometimes they dance and sing.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a story involved, so it's like theater. It's like stripping, but theater. And that's what I can get down on. I can totally get behind that.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a strip club's all seedy. It's people doing it. It's their art.
Yeah. So you're saying that if you went to like a strip club, let's say like the Admiral, but they were doing like a production of like All My Sons.
I'd be down there.
Wait. If they're doing the Admiral, like strippers are doing All My Sons,
I would definitely.
I would see that in a heart.
You immediately respect the Admiral.
Oh my God, yes. Well, that's a difficult play for strippers to do.
Why don't you respect the Admiral right now? It's a fine establishment.
No, I do, but I'm saying that some people might think it's seedy, so if you just add some, like.
RJ wants a producer credit.
Nick, what if you were at say Diamonds and they were doing a story of a woman's descent into hell, one gate at a time?
I would say gate one is open, gate two is open, gate three, blah blah blah. Dance with the devil. That's what I would say.
Diamonds is gone.
I heard about that.
What?
What?
Oh no!
Heard about that today.
I had no idea.
Diamonds aren't forever.
Oh. God, my heart is broken. I had such a wonderful time there.
Do we know why it closed? Or just
that's
ooh,
seedy.
Alright.
It wasn't that seedy.
How is Heavenly Bodies still open then?
Because they're not like full nude, are they?
Because it's by Fridays, and everyone loves to eat Fridays. I don't know.
I mean, like an all brick building is so sketchy.
What's wrong with an all brick building?
There's
all
like
brick
no
suggests
windows.
Is terrible.
There are like no windows.
Well, I don't want windows in my strip club.
Just a deep fear of 1920s New York.
There are no windows in casinos either.
Actually, I did walk by a bar in Wisconsin that had strippers, and they had windows. So you could just, like, look in.
Was that in Milwaukee?
No, it was up in, in Superior.
Because they have a couple of those in Milwaukee, which is an awesome surprise. I don't know why that's okay in Milwaukee, but I totally walk by strip clubs in Milwaukee where there's windows in the front.
Well, this
I'm
was
like,
just
what
they
is
were
this?
They were just bars that happened to have strippers. Is what it more was what I was
so
around
a,
in.
Basically, it's a titty bar.
Yeah, I would say it was a titty bar.
Texas has got a lot of those.
Yeah,
so
titty bar.
It's just a bar, but instead of like a musical act or like an improv group on the stage, they just
which is common.
Yeah, just straight up titty bar. It's an odd phenomenon.
So it's like you don't want to go full into going to a strip club. You just want a drink and maybe, like, out of the corner of your eye.
That's what Al Bundy liked to do with his friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with strip club, the burlesque versus a strip club, I think when you're a strip club, you have to tip the girls. And there seems to be, like, there's seediness and potential for violence, I feel. Having not been to one, but having heard stories. But
you've never been to a strip club?
We've talked about this. I've been to a sex show in Amsterdam, but I've not been to a strip club.
That's it. Okay, okay. Oh, yeah. That's what I confused.
But I've been to several burlesque shows and enjoyed every single second of them. It's my ideal date when taking out a girl.
Get right out of town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, we got to find a way so I can watch this show.
Like we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen for this show. I was planning on fucking warm-ups and just watching the whole thing.
I'm okay with that.
Beforehand.
Yeah, we'll figure
yeah,
something out.
Yeah, dicks will get warmed up.
But drinking, I guess, we should be talking about, right?
Yeah. Have we ever talked about, like, I'm sure we've talked about the first time we've gotten drunk. I'm sure we've talked about, like, the craziest time you've gotten drunk. Oh, is there a time that you've maybe accidentally gotten drunk and have a story from accidentally becoming drunk?
Like, how do you
yeah, that, was, how do you that was when I got alcohol poisoning. That was the accidental drunk time.
Yeah.
My whole college experience.
I don't really know what I mean by this question. I'm just trying to find a new place that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, I've done not...
well,
yeah.
Usually what happens now, I mean, what will happen is you want to get drunk and then you drink. And then you keep drinking. It's like, I'm not as drunk as I want to be right now. Why isn't this happening? More shots, more shots. And I remember this specifically when me, Brian, and Makula were hanging out at Sluggers, much to my behest. And we were drinking very heavily. And then
you were not that upset at Sluggers. You
I was
were
smiling. I hate going. I liked being there because I was with people I liked. But other than that, it was the worst place for the people I like to be.
Why? We love Sluggers. Sluggers
it was, it's
yeah,
too
we
loud.
All love Sluggers.
Sluggers is, of course, a bar on Clark Street right by Wrigley Field.
Is it open again? It was closed for a
it's
bit
still
for
open.
Health code violations.
I believe
yeah.
that.
They found a bunch of roaches in the back.
I believe it.
That's okay. Alcohol is sterile.
Yes.
I'm not eating at Sluggers.
I still don't like to have roaches in my martini.
Yes.
If you're getting a martini at Sluggers, you're an idiot.
Well, it's overpriced. It's very expensive, but they have a batting cage upstairs and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah
the batting cage.
As well as I think it's attached to a piano bar, but it's very douchey, is what. And the music's too loud.
It's like the heart of Wrigleyville.
Yes, and
never been to Sluggers.
But outside of this group, I do have friends who commonly go there. And to see them, I'll have to go there, and that's what we did. And and so we were drinking. And back to my story, I was drinking very heavily, and then we finally taken a shot of tequila. Uh-huh. And at that point, my memory goes out.
Yeah.
That
was
so
what
I think.
Happened.
So what'll happen is I think you like you'll.
So I got to buy the shot that broke the Castelvi's back.
Well, I told you not to because it's tequila. I cannot do tequila ever.
Me neither.
Like, I've realized that at this point in my life, I just don't do tequila. I don't like myself when I'm on tequila.
I had no idea.
Do you remember the cab ride home? You know,
I don't.
The cab ride 4 blocks to our apartment that you insisted we took?
I totally believe that happened.
So we got a cab, and then you had
You
me.
Guys left before me. I had no idea about this.
I was plastered.
I wouldn't have known. You just acted like you normally
act. Well, I know, because somebody was super drunk.
I don't even remember saying goodbye to people. I don't remember leaving. I don't remember anything.
Do you remember yelling at me to order you pizza?
Was that the time that I made you order pizza and then I didn't even eat it?
Yeah, you came, and then we went upstairs. I'm like, I'm going to put Raiders of the Lost Ark in. And you're like, great. And then you just went into your room and closed the door.
That's when I got you at the spin, so you can't even stand and sit anymore. It's just you're too drunk to even fucking live.
Well,
it's
that same night we were also eating a bunch of bear jerky.
That was the best
bear
part
is
of
awesome.
That night.
We were. Wait, is that real?
Yeah,
is this what you did?
I brought my buddy Ross Coyer came into town. He lives in Minnesota. And he has a camp. He has a resort. Excuse me. But in college, he went to college with us. He lived on my floor, and then with me in my sophomore year. He was famous for making his own beef jerky. He has his own beef jerky recipe, and he would sell it on the quad. And
delicious,
absolutely, he made
delicious.
The best.
It's so good.
And he brought back with us him. He's like, hey, I made this jerky. it's bear jerky. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I made it from a bear.
Eat
a
up.
Black bear.
Yeah, it was black bear jerky.
It was one.
It was as good as crap.
He's in Minnesota. He finds bears all the time.
We ate so much bear jerky. No, he probably murdered a bear.
Hunting. That's
probably what happened. It was a murdered bear, and he was like, I have the meat of this bear. If you eat it, you'll get its powers.
Yes.
So I totally ate the bear powers, and I felt like I had bear powers for the entire
night. That's great. In theory, you actually do. When you eat an animal's protein, you get that protein.
Yeah.
And that can give you strength if you use it right.
Protein does not equal powers.
No, not powers, but strength. A bear's power is immense strength.
Yeah, and having the bear necessities of life.
Wow.
But I will find that's my door. Alright, I'll see you later, Makula.
Hi, Nick.
I loved eating the bear powers and I thought I would be invincible. So I bought those shots of tequila and I didn't know that I would ruin your memory for the night.
Well, I think it didn't help. I was taking lots of shots of whiskey as well. But my main thing is I've noticed that I don't know if anyone else has this with a specific kind of alcohol. That it changes you in a different way.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tequila's mine too.
With me, tequila makes me very violent, and I make a lot of bad decisions that I wouldn't normally make drunker on a different alcohol.
Holy moly!
Yeah,
really?
And that's why you know you never see me drinking tequila. Every time I just make horrible mistakes.
Case in point, there's a party that I met Castelvi at.
Are you gonna tell the story?
So Crocodile, or former Crocodile player Keenan, threw a party.
How you doing, Keenan?
Hey, how are you, Keenan? He's doing the Firefly show at IO. Go see it. And I get there and he's already drinking. I'm like, oh, here, I brought some beers. And he's like, no, I gotta finish this drink. It's tequila. And I'm like, you can't drink tequila. Neither of us can drink tequila. We'll get in a fight. Sure enough, like maybe an hour later, Gustavo's like, dude, I want to get in a fight. And he's like, literally, he's like, man, you got my back, right? I'm like, yeah, I got your back. But don't get in any fights. It's going to happen tonight. And then he proceeds to call. We start playing Flip Cup, and he calls one of his teammates because the teammate was not doing well.
Well, you're not doing it right. We're playing Flip Cup. And I'm on this team. We don't know these people.
No,
we don't. We didn't introduce ourselves. We just said, hey, we're playing Flip Cup.
And now
I'm on this team, and it's this girl at the end who I didn't introduce myself to. I do a flip, and it's her turn, but she doesn't realize it, that it's her turn. And I get a little flustered at this, drunk on tequila, and I remember I say... Just flip it, you dumb bitch!
Oh my god, really?
Yes. Oh man.
While me and Logan are just rolling on the floor laughing, we're rolling.
As you can imagine, she was very displeased, as was her friend.
Sure. Well, her friends were more displeased. She was too drunk to care.
I'm glad she was too drunk to care, because she looked like I had to immediately explain myself.
Yeah,
which
I
was
freaked out. That was me.
I know. I would have fought you, is the thing. Like, I'd fucking totally slug a bitch on tequila. Like, it doesn't matter anymore at that point.
See, for me, I don't
know.
Did
you get a girl to
tell me? Dude, I fucking deck a girl.
because Cloud, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And when you're really drunk, you get away with what you can do whatever.
Either girls are equal or they're not. You pick.
Huh?
Either Castelvi can fight them because women are equal.
Are we all equal, or can we fight each other?
I don't know, man.
You have to speak for all of Lady Kind now.
This is a lot of pressure.
You can make 85 cents of the dollar, or Castelvi can punch you.
We should all just be nonviolent.
All right, well,
you'll get... No one should punch anyone.
You'll get less wages.
Enjoy those 85 cents.
Wait, all of you have... All of you have a booze weakness?
Yeah.
Like,
I do not. No.
Tins has none.
No,
Tins
man.
Doesn't?
No,
I'm invincible.
See, thank you, Tins. See, for me, I've never met a booze that I didn't like. I love all different types of booze.
I feel like I've met boozes I didn't like.
Like what?
Jepson's Malort.
Well, Malort is just fucking awful.
Yeah.
Let's,
I love it for what it is.
You guys are only lying to yourselves.
It's good now.
I love Jepson's Malort, but I don't love Jepson's Malort in that, like, yeah, let's have a glass, but I love doing a shot.
If I made you a Malort Manhattan, would you have one?
Dude, I would.
I bet you have Malort in this.
You know what?
Apartment.
I've never had chilled Malort, so maybe.
Oh, you guys are fucking crazy.
We made one. Yeah. We made one at the bar.
Yeah, how was that?
It needs some work, but it'll
needs
get
more
there.
Malort.
I feel like adding bitters to Malort is silly. Well, then you get the grenadine in there. To make it even sicker.
Okay.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's what we ended up having to add grenadine.
Yeah, I was going to say, because adding bitters to something so bitter, it just seems like...
It's what heroes do, apparently.
I guess.
I don't really get the... I go crazy on tequila, mostly because I dislike tequila so much, I haven't gotten there. Because tequila and like red wine especially give me a headache as I drink it. So I actually start getting hungover as I'm drinking. Yeah. And then if I do get drunk, I'm drunk and irritated. So it affects my personality that I'm just a dick.
Well, what kind of tequila... Because that would imply that the tequila you're drinking is a lot of sugar. Like most,
I'm sure. Yes, when I was this was in college when I was drinking it. It's Jose Cuervo, so that's shitty.
It's but like 49% sugar.
Good tequilas, I just really think they taste like garbage, and I just don't like it. And so I
don't get it. I think for the longest time I really thought it was all in my head, and it could very well still be. But I hadn't that night where this happened.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about how tequila affects me. Until the night after when I was remembering, and I was like, that's because tequila gets me so angry.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it can't be that. Why? But
you think it's all
in
you think
I think on. I thought it was in my head, but evidence proves otherwise.
So you don't think it's you think it's like a chemical reaction?
Maybe how my body reacts to that type of alcohol.
I like
just, or my mood, I guess it could be
coincidental. Can't remember things from tequila. Like, I think the last time I did it was ISU, and my friend Dale was visiting, and we were doing, like, I think we got a bottle, we were doing a bunch of shots of tequila, but apparently I, like, went out on the street, and he, like, saved me from getting hit by a car. I don't remember this at all until our friend Ethan was like, hey, yeah, you almost got hit by a car, and Dale saved you. So, like, that was terrifying, so since then I'm like, I'm not gonna drink tequila anymore. Tequila's the
devil. Why do all your friends talk like that? Like, all your friends always are like, hey, how's it going? Why are you doing like that?
Maybe
ketchup
for me.
But Brian, you said can you drink, can you stick to one liquor all night and still have the same drunk?
What was it? I'm sorry, I'm
asking Brian. Because Brian said he's never had a booze he didn't like.
Yeah.
But, like, that happens with me if I have a lot of tequila or a lot of whiskey. Or not a lot of whiskey, but, like, just a lot of the one thing. Can you have one thing all night and have the same drunk with every different liquor?
I don't think... I haven't tried. Have you?
It's not the same feeling.
Sounds like an experiment, boys.
You know what? We should try it sometime. But it's not the same... It's not the same drunk with every liquor. But also, you know, to really know... You know, I'd have to know what I was eating that day. I'd have to have the same food. Because sometimes my diet is different day to day.
All right, every day we'll eat duck and we'll just get drunk on a different liquor. Yeah.
Dude, yes, I would love to eat duck every day and get drunk on a different liquor.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
I will subscribe to that experiment.
Everyone in the room here, what if you were going to drink one drink the entire night, what would it be?
It'd be vodka. Vodka soda.
Like drink one, like hard liquor?
It could be any type of beer, any type of cocktail, mixed drink, but that's all you get the entire night.
Are we just hanging, is there dancing too?
To have a good time, you know. A little calm A, a little calm B, long night. Yeah.
So there is some dancing. If there's some dancing, I'm probably going to have something that's a little colder.
Yeah. But you're only going to get that the entire night.
That's the thing. I will choose colder if there's a little bit of dance.
I would say I would do... Because I don't actually like hard liquor. I would say Stella as a beer. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Stella's good. It's a safe beer.
Yeah.
Very safe. Tastes good.
Yeah.
I hate doing that. You know that at Comedy Sports, they started calling me Snowflake for a long time?
Why
because
is that?
I would always order a different drink every single time. It annoyed Joe because he'd have to because he's so easy just doing a tally because most people will buy just one drink for the entire night. But I hate doing that because I like different kinds of drinks all the time.
I switch between like three.
Yeah, and apparently that's not normal is what I was told.
Well, at least switch
it's not normal.
The
normal
two or three beers over the night.
The normal is to generally have like. You know,
the same like be drinking the same thing.
No. But there are generally
there's
like,
some nights it looks like I'm sponsored by Foster's.
Dude, you should get sponsored by Foster's.
Like I buy them like two or three at a time. So we'll be like doing a flip cup or something. I'm like, better get a round of Foster's.
Well, out of our entire run of shows, I think there are probably a total of three shows that I did not appear on stage with an Old Style. Really? I think there are only maybe three shows in the entire run.
I bet Comedy Sports has to order way more Fosters now that we're doing our shows. Like, I bet they never went through.
I can honestly tell you, they do.
I feel like we need to tally our impact on Fosters, the company, and then write.
You know what? I can get those numbers next time I talk to my beer rep. I'll talk to them.
You know what? I think those numbers are going to be insignificant to Fosters.
Not a chance.
No way.
We're better than the entire
There's nobody giving them the weekly like earnings we do
of oil cans.
Give me the 929 West Belmont figures again.
I know you told me, just give them again. I want a high five.
800. That's a lot of Fosters.
Guys, I'll make a photo collage of all of our pictures of Fosters from our shows. I'll send it to them. And
that's
then...
a lot. That's like. That's gonna be.
It's nothing like to be proud of if you've spoken to any Australian.
Am I a jerk? Yeah, I like old style better than I like Foster.
Of course, everyone does. But it's so much easier to buy a Foster's.
Why my old style is only $3 at Comedy Sports?
I like small cans too.
Yeah, but it's but you it's get less two than drinks a half for the Foster's.
Yeah,
the Foster's is 24 ounces.
Yes.
I think it's a bomber, so it's 22.
I thought it was.
I'm on it.
No, it's like 24.5 or something. Okay. That, if not 26.5, I'm pretty sure it can hold.
It's more.
I could
than
swear.
Two.
Yeah, I could swear it could hold two beers and then some.
God,
$5. And it saves me a trip to the bar. Why, goodness gracious, what a beer!
It's also, Foster's. It's Foster's. Also our special that we have no choice of.
Yeah,
I love that. I wouldn't have anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's really worked for us this entire 2 years.
I've definitely grown to love that special.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's got its charm, you know?
The $5 Foster's.
I feel like most of my drinking is actually, this is maybe the most Jewish part of my character.
Don't let them know.
Of value. Because, like, if I will, like, almost always... Cause
you
I don't,
buy me
I don't...
shots all the time, Mark. You're out of control with buying me shots.
I think that's Two? Only you. Mark's awesome. I can't... It's been months since Mark has bought
me a shot. Bought me a shot, like, last week. It was great.
I just... I'm never... Brian, whatever your post-show schedule is, you're never at the bar when I am.
That is true.
And then
true.
I just get shots for whoever's there.
You're lucky, because like I'm never at the bar, like, ever. I'm there for, like, 5 minutes, and then I'm downstairs, then I'm back up. I just hate staying in the same place.
I just like to think you like Castell. Be more.
I've always maintained
that. But like wherever I am, especially if it's like a place where there's like free booze, I will just try to figure out like what's the thing I like that I won't get any other time. So like I was at an event with my girlfriend and it was like sponsored by Patron or something like that.
Oh,
and
God.
I was just like, don't mix it. Just give me straight Patron. I'm never drinking this, like, the most expensive thing I can drink right now.
I love that stuff. Patron? Ooh,
oh,
good.
God, don't even.
No. I do.
Yes, I am so down. I love Patron.
I think, really? Like, I think, like, about 90% of my love of Patron is from watching Entourage, to be honest. Because they make it look really glamorous.
We're not allowed to talk about that in Arkham, by the way.
Yeah, we don't talk about Entourage.
We don't talk about Entourage anymore.
It's... Really?
Wait, did it get shitty?
It's horrible.
Did they break your heart?
Oh. They broke my heart.
And we will never speak of Entourage in Arkham.
Unless a movie comes out and makes it better.
Which it's not going to do.
But I hear this last season was awful.
Yes.
How would a movie fix that? It's awful now.
Nothing.
Have they completed the Entourage yet?
No, I guess they did.
That is the overarching plot, is it not?
Yes, they got a baby this season.
No, they did not get a baby this season.
They finally have a baby.
Nine men and a baby.
Oh my God.
Entourage.
There's some shows.
Yo, Vince, we got a baby now, yo. Oh God.
I assume that was your turtle.
Yeah, it was my turtle. Did you catch it?
Yeah,
it's good. Right.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah. Hey, you want to talk about our shows that we do and the after parties? That seems like
we've had some really, really good after party antics.
It has been so.
We don't. I don't think we ever talk about our after parties on the podcast.
No, we don't.
No, I don't think we do.
Huffington Post even calls our after parties "Young and Hip."
Young
well,
and
us.
Hip.
Young
well,
and hip.
What's one of your favorite moments from your after party?
Should we explain these?
Well, sure. So we've got our show every Sunday night at Comedy Sports Theater in sunny Chicago, Illinois, at 929 West Belmont. Every single Sunday. So we do a show from 7 to 9-ish, and then afterwards everybody hangs out and drinks. We end up just hanging out and chilling out with no audience members.
We make zero profit.
Yeah.
We profit in fun.
And love.
Yes, we do profit in fun.
So when you're meeting audience members and encouraging them to stay for a couple hours and have some drinks with you, fun, weird things happen. And very unexpected, exciting things happen.
Yeah.
One of my favorite after-party moments happened last week at the end of the Star Wars musical show. Because there were about... I'll say maybe 18 people left in the lobby, and we all started going nuts singing Robo Heroes.
Yes. That was so cool.
I loved that.
I feel like most people know our drinking cheer at this point. Zebra Stripes
down the pipes.
I don't have a beer right now. This is Nicola.
Yes?
Can you give me a beer?
Sure thing, buddy.
Yes, boss.
Yes, boss.
Like newbies yell it out, and just like random people once in a while.
Nicola.
So I feel like...
One more.
Why don't you make it three?
Do you have a fourth hand?
Yes. I'll help.
I don't know if anyone else has tried this, but when we do the Zebra Strikes Down the Pipes, I usually chant with them, so I can never get a really good gauge on how many people know it.
It's mostly all of them.
It's like everyone.
It's lots.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I want to start doing that for the Octavarius thing, too.
When you bring back Gunball.
Octavarius, so nefarious. And then
No. Just do Octavarius and then see who just does it.
Does so nefarious.
Without our prompting.
Chance. One of my favorite moments was with Brian, actually. We did, we danced to Justice.
We did.
Nice. We had a whole, like...
Yeah, what was the song? Was it, it was
Civilization.
It was Civilization. Yeah, it was that new... So yeah, it was off the new album.
And we just made a whole dance for it, a complete duet, if you will. It was wonderful.
It was the greatest dance I've ever had in my entire life.
Makula is returning with all of our beers.
God bless you, Nick.
Thank you.
It was art, it was passion, it was love, and it was free. Anybody that got to see it, you're so fucking lucky because of how great it was.
I saw it. I feel like a better person for it.
It was so goddamn good.
I like when we have dance parties in the theater.
Yes,
yeah.
More please.
Yeah.
Oh, very fun.
Someday DJ Tins will get in there for
a
party.
I just love meeting the different people from the different places. Yeah. You know, meeting folks from out of town, you know, just hearing their stories and whatever.
And everyone's drinking, so they're like a little bit looser. And yeah. They're like totally cool hanging out with strangers, and it's great.
Well, and we've already, you know, kind of exposed ourselves in some sort of way to them for like the last hour and a half.
Usually physically.
You know, so, I mean...
And it's like a cool thing that most improv groups don't do, like hang out with the audience. In fact, I don't know any improv group that does it. But like, this is such an uncommon thing for shows. There's such a division between the performers and the audience, and I like how we
no one has
break
fun
that down.
Afterwards. Usually,
I feel like there are other improv groups that hang out with the audience. I feel like we've institutionalized it. Like it's
what up?
Like we care about it almost as much as our show,
yes.
And we make sure everyone stays as long as they can. So that we can, like, we want that connection with other people. It's like, well, we're going here already. Join us. Although, like, Claymore does, sometimes they'll go to Clark's and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
Oh,
yeah, it's done. It's just that we've really institutionalized it. It's been, we've made a commitment to it.
And I wouldn't say that it's strictly a comedy sports thing, because remember, we did it
at the we've always done that.
That's right, the Corn Conservatory.
That's just who we are.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, first Gannon's.
First
before
Gannon's.
They dropped us.
Fuck Gannon's.
Except don't
hey,
fuck their $6 steak dinner.
That was awesome.
Oh, man. You're
I never got that ever.
Gannon's steak dinner.
Gannon's was
good.
Actually pretty cool for a while. Fuck Gannon's.
Yeah. Because we got to go watch the games after that.
We got to watch the games.
Yeah, but fuck Gannon's.
Fuck Gannon's, though, man.
Yeah, but like...
Fucking Nazis.
And while we're fucking you, can you also write down the recipe for that blue cheese and garlic mashed potatoes?
Oh, I want that now.
Fuck you.
Oh, those were so good. Yeah. Fuck Gannon's.
You know what, guys? We should go to Gannon's. But fuck Gannon's.
Let's go there, but fuck them.
Why would you go to Gannon's? Revolution Brewing Company is across the street.
Wait, did Revolution move in where that, like, Wild Goose place used to be?
the wild goose.
Why did you scream that?
I wanted to say that like it was a real place.
It is a place.
This is a place. Oh, it's called that?
Yes.
Oh, I just completely guessed.
No, that's real. The wild goose.
I'm unfamiliar.
No, Mark, it was just across the street, and it was the Revolution Brewing Company.
Was it there when we were there?
Yeah. It just was closed because it was a Sunday. God's Day.
Fuck Gannon's. You know, then we start going to Brouhaha's, that German place.
Oh, yeah.
Brouhaha's. That was awesome because we were always drinking boots of beer after the show.
Oh, that's dude, right. We used to get boots. That was sweet.
This dude, is all...
Every night we lived in a $50 boot or something.
Can we get boots for comedy sports to serve us drinks and boots in?
I don't.
Me and
Tim
have horns. Drinking horns. And Logan.
Yeah, those are disgusting. So wait, so what's your favorite thing to drink out of? And do you guys think the thing you drink out of matters?
Yes. My horn.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The horn's pretty sweet for beer.
I drank out of a coffee, what are those things called?
A thermos?
You know, the thing that actually makes coffee in.
Pot.
Pot.
Oh, no.
Coffee putty.
Coffee maker? Pot.
Yeah.
When you eat coffee grounds and drink from a coffee pot?
Yeah, our senior year was living with Brian and Mark, and we had a keg left over from a party. And we were like, let's drink beer out of random things. So I think like Mark drank it out of like a pot. I drank it out of like a coffee pot, and I forgot. Ooh. I think Brian, you just drank normally.
A leather glove.
Probably out
leather,
of, I don't know. Probably out of a medium saucepan.
You know, actually, I wasn't going to say this originally, but I think my favorite thing I've ever drank out of, and it wasn't even my victory, was the championship trophy from the National College Improv Tournament.
Oh, that was fun.
Drinking out of trophies is pretty awesome.
That was probably the coolest. Celebratory drinking is always the finest, which is why I think the after party is so fun to us, because it's a very good show, and we had a good time. Everybody's having a good time, so we just... hang out and celebrate how much fun everything is. It's pretty sweet.
It's very fun. And usually we play drinking games there, which is tying back to this drinking.
Slappy Cup.
Slappy Cup.
You know what, Cloud? We'll play some Slappy Cup this week. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing it.
I'm saying it right here on the podcast.
It was fun. You know, I really enjoyed it. It's a ridiculous game, and I still kind of want to knock it when we talk about it, but it's really fun.
I still can't explain it. I really still can't explain it.
Then it's fun.
You drink and you slap, right?
Something about drinking and slapping, and something about spilling. I did awesome, I think. I think I won or something.
Dude, if you have like 10 people, it's money. It's so good.
Can you explain this game again in 20 words?
Slapping cups with no spills. There's a post about it. Read the post. So much fun! No injuries, please.
Wow. You just gave up.
Well, it's like a really lengthy description.
I know.
She just
pasted a link in the conversation.
I pasted a verbal link with my little diagram.
Just go to here.
But then you realize you had like 8 words left.
Is it 20 words or less?
But she went all the way to 20.
You gotta use those words. You don't wanna. I mean, there's people who can't talk in Africa. You know, starving people.
That's true.
You use all the words you're given.
Clean your mouth.
Started at like U of I, I think. It started some Illinois college. Make it right.
You know what else I originally brought back from U of I? At least I was the first person around us to have knowledge of it. Was Scepter.
Oh, Scepter.
My god.
When you tape the empty beers at the bottom of your full beer until you've grown such a large staff of beers that are stacked, you call it a Scepter.
What was so fun for me, I saw a dude at Castelvi's friend's party.
Yes,
drinking from Scepter. They were playing Scepter.
I didn't bring it up because I was told they not to disturb them.
Carl's roommates when I was in Austin had recently discovered Scepter when I was down there in Austin visiting them.
They call it different, right?
Yeah, they call it Staff, Wizard Staff.
Scepter's cool.
That's what I said.
Scepter's amazing. Septarded, which was when that song was popped.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever drink like throughout like an entire like a Friday and a Saturday night and you just combined the scepters?
No, I think only you did that. I remember because
the only way you could actually drink out of the scepters if you went onto the porch of your apartment, hung the scepter over the porch, so you had enough room.
Oh my God.
It was not a porch; it was a balcony.
It was a balcony.
It was a balcony.
Dude, that was two pieces cool. of wood. Duct tape and another piece level. Of wood. That was nuts.
Drinking out a balcony is also really good. Continue.
Yeah. Oh.
You have to hang it over the... I had to hang it. It was fun.
I'd say, it was favorite like a place to drink.
It was just so good.
Favorite place to drink was that balcony. That balcony I think of our old
balcony
in
general.
In general, yeah, balconies are great drinking holes.
Especially the one time we got very surly for funsies and threw bottles of Labatt Blue at the farmhouse, which was the fraternity that was next door to our...
fraternity of drunken tire slashers that
destroyed my class.
Oh, God. I once called the cops on them because they were just shooting off shotguns at 8 in the morning on a Saturday.
What?
It was their like redneck Christmas or whatever.
It was shotgun week.
Yeah, so it's okay.
And, you know, I wouldn't have minded so much if it was afternoon or something, but it was 8 a.m. on a Saturday. I was like, fuck you. I'm still drunk, you know? And so I called the cops on them because fuck those guys. But yeah, on drinking from a balcony where you're able to just hurl projectiles at the farmhouse, that's probably the best.
There's a game I used to play that's a drinking game, but when I played it, we weren't drinking. It's a game that I guess a lot of people play in college called Buck Buck.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. This
sounds familiar. We talked about this, I think, maybe on a podcast.
Remind us what Buck Buck is.
It's a horrifying
game. It's horrifying. You usually play it when you're drinking, but we played it in high school in our theater program.
We played it in high school too.
Yeah, what you do is you get like two teams of like 10 or 15 people, you line them up, and everyone's kind of like hunched over holding on to someone, so you pretty much have like a line of people. And the other team you get was like Buck Buck number one, and they run, jump onto the person, Buck Buck number two. And the point is you get the entire other team to see how many of your guys you can get onto this team before...
Physically,
before...
Like crushing them?
Crushing them before...
Person like this. Everyone's in the line, just holding each other.
And you know, look,
like human centipedes?
Kind of, yeah.
So everyone is holding... You hold the person's waist in front of you, and then you bend down. The key is you have to tuck your head on either side,
so you don't,
or else people will kick you in the head.
They will still
do
that,
though. It seems like a horrible
game. It is a stupid game.
So you're in two teams.
Collapse the other
team. Yeah, and then...
Yeah,
and then you have people run, and they jump, and then you land on top of the line. You just kind of wrap your arms and legs around and try to stay on. It's how many people can get on.
But you're supposed to play it as a drinking game, and I've never played it
This sounds like Human Centipede Rodeo, if I'm picturing this correctly.
I got, like, kicked in the head.
I want to play
Human Centipede Rodeo drunk.
I'm trying to envision this, and I just can't.
As if you... game, though.
Like,
when do you... We can show you after. It's so dumb, because it's just, like, exposing your body many potential ways.
I was awesome at it.
It was fun, but it hurt a lot.
It did. You get kicked and injured.
I think you just I think what I heard is that you drink before you run.
Yeah.
So you just you drink as much as you can, then you run. Ideally, it's supposed to get hard to, you know, you fall off or you just miss the entire line of people.
Too drunk. Puking at each other.
I really want to do that now.
My one of my favorite places to drink. I read The Sun Also Rises one summer. And if you have yet to read The Sun Also Rises, it's a wonderful book, but they drink all the time, the entire book. Like, there's a chapter where there's, like, a lunch for two, and they have three bottles of wine at lunch.
So are you saying The Sun Also Rises has as many drinking scenes as... Girl with the Dragon Tattoo
has sandwiches.
I would argue more.
I was thinking
the same. I would argue almost every scene in The Sun Also Rises is a drinking scene. If it's in Paris, and so it's like, well, the first part of it is, and they're always like at sidewalk cafes and stuff. So that summer, like, I went through a phase where, like, if I was walking home, because we lived closer to a lot more bars with outdoor seating areas at the time, if I was like walking home, I didn't have anything to do, I'd just like stop at a bar, get a whiskey on the rocks, and just like sit outside and like pretend I was that cool.
You are that cool,
like,
Mark.
It's like a European thing, though. Just like drink wine. You can drink anywhere.
Well, they would have they would drink everything in that book. They're just drunk the entire book, and then they just ruin Europe.
In the chat room, RJ sent us two pictures of their scepters. I think this one's 14 cans deep.
Wow.
Yeah, scepters get deep.
Yeah, they do.
They don't get long. Deep.
But does anyone have a favorite? I remember in college, it was all about drinking games. Like, I remember playing drinking games. I'm like, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to play drinking games, and then that will be awesome.
Yeah.
And then we'll ghost to a party or something.
I didn't do that. I just drank.
Like, how can you not play drinking games?
I don't know. We didn't play that many games.
We did epic drinking.
Oh, epic drinking is my favorite
drinking. Where we just played the Lord of the Rings soundtrack and tried to do an epic speech while the other people in the room had to chug a beer.
Yeah.
And then you just rotated.
That's hilarious.
That was awesome. It was really fun.
Blare the Lord of the Rings soundtrack because they're like, once more into the breach, and everyone else is just shotgunning beers.
But it's just like, it's just you improvising the most epic speech you can, and then everyone else has to drink until you can't make an epic speech anymore.
It's so good.
That sounds great.
Well, you haven't played. I remember LP. We used to play Circle of Death all the time.
Yeah, that was.
I played my fair share of Circle of Death.
Like every time I went to the city, we would have Circle of Death.
Asshole.
I used to love Asshole, and I used to love a game called Hockey, which is like only like four other people I know how to play.
Hockey is the one with quarters, or no?
No, quarters is Moose.
Moose.
That's what I remember from college.
I played Moose.
Moose is hilarious.
Do you guys remember on the Overland trip when we all drank in a hotel room and we played the chanting game?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The fucking game.
Yeah, I was cool as fuck.
It was a great game.
Oh, so good.
I just hate spaceship fuck. I just hate
you
that.
You hate stupid.
Yeah, I just hate that that game definitely will end in somebody hey stupid.
But it's so fun.
I don't know what this game is.
It's like, what's the one that's more common than people know?
I don't know.
That are like that?
I don't know. Well, goes, what's the name of this fucking game? It's called Fuck Me Up.
Oh.
I'm fucked up. And then everyone has a different name.
Like Big Booty?
Kind of, it works like Big Booty. Like everyone has a designated name.
It has the rhythm and lyrics of like a childhood playground game, but every time you screw up, you have to drink.
Yeah, it's like, tiny fuck, can I get a big ol' fuck?
Big ol' fuck, can I get a monster fuck?
Monster fuck,
can I get a Dave fuck?
We should do a waterfall-y game that's like, there was a witch and she found some spiders, how many spiders did you find? And then you just count. You just count and see how long someone can chug for. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 17
That's a lot of spiders.
That's a lot of spiders. And then you just move down.
Little Mary Witch now got on my side. Don't be surprised.
Little Mary Witch now found a bunch of spiders. How many spiders did you find?
One, two, three.
We should make this for the drink prop show. Like
I was just about to say, don't be surprised when you see this game.
It's gonna happen
this Sunday.
What's your guys' favorite? Like you're watching a TV show or movie, and there are funny drinking game rules.
Oh God, we used to have one for 300. That was really good.
Oh yeah, that one was just you drink every time someone says Sparta, Spartan.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was the rule.
Yeah.
We couldn't even do that rule after a while.
Yeah, because
they say it all the time.
And then, or they, Spartan, what is it, Spartan Land? If they say Spartan Land, you drink like three times. Yeah, anything with Sparta, you'll get wasted. We used to have to buy a 30-pack for like four people to play.
We had one for Law & Order Special Victims Unit. I remember me and my friend Ann. It was anytime it was the dun-dun, you would just have to drink. And that was
awesome.
A big one.
You know what I've always... This is a sidetrack, but you know what I've always wanted to do? I just remembered this. Is do Chumbawamba drinking, pour yourself a whiskey drink, a lager drink, a cider drink.
No, it's a whiskey drink,
a vodka drink, a lager drink, and a cider drink. And you just do a shot of each. You'd actually have to have 8 shots because it goes in the course
fall down
twice,
and then get back up again. Also,
yeah, you'd probably have to make it work.
Oh no!
But just you, as they say it, you have to do those shots.
Chumbawamba has more than one song. I forgot. what's it called?
Tub thumping.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Although, if there's one called Punches Pilot, is like really good
to figure out this dispute. Oh no.
But yeah, so they say there would be 8 shots throughout the song. So maybe half shots.
A whiskey, a drink, a vodka drink, a lager drink, and a cider drink.
Well, yeah, one of the shots would be lager, and the other would be cider.
Yeah, so not that.
And then you guys sing the songs that remind you of the good times, and the song remind you of the bad times, of course.
But you'd have to do it as they say it throughout the song.
So you're drinking a shot of whiskey, then a shot of vodka immediately after. Yeah. But then you get to chase it with a lager drink and a cider drink.
Ugh. No.
But it's very fast.
Has anyone ever given you a trick shot or a trick drink? You know what I mean? By like...
Oh, I pull that shit
a cement
my
mixer,
bar all the time.
Prairie fire.
You know...
That used to be a prairie fire, the worst.
Oh, man. Can I tell you about one I just learned?
What?
This was kind of bad. It's called 9/11. All right?
All right.
Yeah. It's, I just learned about it. It's 2 Manhattans with 2 Manhattan shots, a layer of Goldschlager on top, lit on fire.
Whoa.
Yeah, because you can light Goldschlager on fire. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Will Goldschlager catch on fire like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess it's like 45%.
Those prairie fires, we used to give them... when you turn 21.
What's in a prairie fire?
Oh, God. It's like, what is it? Tomato sauce? Or no, not sauce,
like,
but...
Tequila.
Tabasco sauce.
Gasoline. But it's not like... It's like half Tabasco, half tequila. Yeah. So it's pretty heavy.
But it's not like a cement mixer where it curdles in your mouth.
No,
you
it's
drink
just
it.
Really
fast
disgusting enough. And hot.
Yeah, it hurts. I think I gave Keith one, and his mouth exploded.
Oh. I gave Keith one.
Oh, is that what happened?
Exploded.
Oh my God! Because of his tongue.
Yeah, I got a stupid tongue.
Since I was the oldest of us,
vodka
in that
and Tabasco sauce, a slice of.
Selby, what did you do a shot of that you hated?
Are you going to bring this up?
Have we
talked about this in the podcast?
Maybe,
possibly.
We're talking about olive oil, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
I was a freshman in college, and we just got into the mafia.
Castelvi and I hadn't known each other more than like 2 weeks.
At most.
So it was like the very first thing we did upon getting into the improv mafia was going over to a friend's place, and everybody was playing like Karaoke Revolution or something.
Yes. It was, it wasn't Porn and Ice Cream.
No,
that was a different night.
Yeah,
I think we were playing Karaoke
Revolution.
That
night was weird.
That was a weird night.
And
the porn was gorillas with bananas. It was horrible.
I do recall
that. Night.
I saw the one that was. I saw Edward Penis Hands that night.
They had a couple different porns. Yeah, it wasn't all gorillas and bananas.
No, but it,
Danielson, you can contest to this.
Oh,
I don't remember that part.
Oh. No.
Oh.
I don't remember the gorillas and bananas at all.
Yeah, I don't. I just remember like you
I
know
remember Edward
much normaler porn.
It was strange.
And ice cream. The ice cream was great.
But anyway.
Oh, go ahead.
So I arrived at this little get together, not a party, but a get together.
Yes.
And Castelvi, as I walk in the room, Castelvi is already pretty far gone.
Yes.
It's probably like 9:30 or something at this point. Castelvi's gone at this point, but we're real excited to see each other, and it's clear that I can get away with some mischief, which I don't know what brought me to do it in the first place.
I don't know,
place.
I was having, if I recall, just a great time.
You were!
Just having a great time.
And I'm not a mischievous person, generally.
I had just sung a song on the karaoke, and I
was
pretty
loaded.
It was
Saved Tonight,
so
and
what,
you rocked it.
So
rocked Saved
Tonight.
So Castelvi,
I remember it.
Castelvi, who had been just pouring himself shots of, I believe, Skull vodka.
What is Skull?
It was Skull, and I was happy to have it.
So he was, I believe, he took a shot. He said, like, I'm going to, he was like, he poured himself another one, and he's like, I'm going to take this shot after I do this song. He goes and wails on Save Tonight. And meanwhile, I noticed there's a...
That sentence has never been spoken.
So Castelvi finishes the song. Meanwhile, while he's been singing, I've noticed a bottle of olive oil on the kitchen table. So mischievously and totally unlike my character, I poured olive oil into a different shot glass, just switched them, hid the one with vodka in it. Castelvi finishes the song and with reckless abandon just takes it back. And his reaction was, Ah, it was like candy. I couldn't even taste it. Like a beat of about 2.5 seconds. Tins.
Everyone was dying, I recall. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't even realize I had it. There was a shot of olive oil. It was so disgusting.
I couldn't believe it. I felt so upset.
Everyone, you were all there to witness it.
I know, I didn't know what to
say. No one stopped him.
I didn't know what to say. It happened so fast.
I'm sure I was trying to do it to impress the older folks.
I'm very confident of this.
I was so confused.
I was like, I just got into the mafia. Let's show them how cool I can be.
Hey, we were impressed.
Were you impressed a year earlier when someone said they were Batman and almost got kicked out of Denny's?
No.
Okay.
Oh man! I see. That is a night that I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
So
night.
When you guys drink too much, where do you like to go eat? Because I loved getting drunkenly driven to Denny's. Well,
it's who we used to be, Brian.
Like college.
Yeah, if I was drunk, if somebody would drive me to Denny's,
no,
you know,
Brian,
we'd have a sober. Well, DP Dough did not exist at that time.
Our options were fewer.
Somebody would, the sober friend would be like, Kula, "I'll drive to Denny's."
Brian, you remember the time? It was like 5 a.m.
It was before we. It was our senior year of college. Before we went home for winter break.
And. You want to go to Denny's, but I was too drunk to go. Mark was gone. Like, Mark was, like, destroyed. We're like, we're not going. And you started knocking on my door. I threw my laundry at you to get you away. You got so mad that you took the smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, off the wall and started beeping. And then you proceeded to talk to it for about 20 minutes, asking it if it wanted to go to Denny's. And it kept beeping at you. And you were like, it's who we used to be.
Beep, beep, beep. You're just banging on my door and just yelling, "We have to go to Denny's. It's who we used to be."
Beep, 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 beep. And I'm just in my bed crying. I am laughing so hard. I know. Like, I was like, I don't want to be quiet because I'm enjoying this too much.
I wanted to go to Denny's so bad, and I just could not get my girlfriend at the time to go. And she was like, "No, it is late." And I was like, "He is going through so much right now." And the irony of it too is, I don't think we'd been to Denny's yet that year, so
we
it was like that's... it was like who we really it used to be.
I was aware of all of my actions, and I understand they were flamboyant.
No, what it was you ripped the smoke detector off the wall and started beeping. You're like, "Ah, smoke detector! Beep, beep, see? You understand." It's who we used to be.
I had to change my tactics, and I still failed. I still failed. You assholes totally didn't go to Denny's with me. It was who we used to be. I love going to Denny's. I'd have a grand slam or whatever. And
what
I,
have you?
Like now here in Chicago, I love going late night to Burrito House or Windy City Euros. Both I love delicious. Places
Diner
that
grill.
Are open until 4 or
yeah.
5.
Oh. We had Chewy's for a little while.
Dude, we used to have this place that was across from LP's old place on Clark Street. It was called Chewy's. It was this burger joint. Oh, it was a Super Mario Bros. In the 80s, I think.
Yeah, it was an 80s themed burger joint.
Sweet. Oh my God. They had this Super Mario burger that was incredible. I couldn't believe it was so good. And we would go there all the time.
Yeah.
And then it closed because we were the only ones that went
there. Never again.
Anybody ever get drunk and go play golf?
I think that's what most people do. Yeah. That's the point of golf, right?
Yeah, you ever just have a lousy drunk game of golf, Brian?
Dude, that's all my golf game is.
Oh man, you need some tips, Brian. I'm gonna level with you. You need some tips.
Darn tootin'.
You know who could give you some tips, Brian?
I have a pretty good idea.
Well, then I guess it must
be
time
for
Cloud's
golf tips.
Step 1. Show up on the driving range with a basket full of 60 golf balls. Step 2. Yell out confidently, "This is my hour of power!" Step 3. Take one shot every minute and another alcoholic shot afterward for 1 hour.
And that has been
Clouds Golf Tips
5.
I love that it, if everyone were to follow Cloud's Golf Tips, the golf course would be overrun with people screaming, "This is my hour of power!"
I imagine
this is my hour of power.
I imagine you had to drop
600 golf balls.
No,
60.
60.
That's still a lot.
It's a power hour. I imagine golf. She's on the driving range, but like face towards the parking lot.
Golf power hour is a pretty funny idea. Yeah. We all just take a shot every 60 seconds, and then the 30-second mark, take a shot. Just
try in vain to golf.
Take a shot.
Well, folks, it looks like we're getting ready to wrap up this hour of the Octavarius podcast, but we can never go without first hearing some of Nick Nikula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
Starting his engines.
All my buns. More legs. More drama.
This has been
Nick Nikula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
What? Oh, it was an All My Sons Done Burlesque.
Oh, I guess. Oh, nice. That worked, man. I thought it was something coherent.
That was actually a callback.
That was great. Like,
well done.
I really want to see that All My Sons now.
Up done by strippers.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah!
You could be like the Orson Welles, but instead of prisoners, it'd be strippers.
That's how it'd be done.
That's how it'd be done, dog.
All right, folks, we're out of here for now, but as always, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Octavarius, and as always, our shows are every Sunday night at the Comedy Sports Theater. That's 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks, everyone who came to the Thanksgiving Day show.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To Laura and RJ, who are listening live, and to people in the past.
And if you come next week, this coming Sunday, as we are live, you'll be able to catch the Drink Prop show, which is going to be super fun.
It is going to be tough funs.
It's going to be super, super drunk. Okay.
So until then, that does it for us. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
No, run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
Nine.
Got him.
Nailed him.
Nine.
Yes.
No.
Oh.